Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. The controversial Jewish settlements are absolute evidence of God's plan for the Jewish people, an eternal plan. That's the headline. Jim Jr. will come to this broadcast table and interview Winky Medad in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In the Old Testament, there are 35 different passages that allude to the borders of Israel that God promised to the Jewish people forever. They only have today about one-tenth of what's been promised to them. You don't see a decline in the population as a problem to the fulfillment of God's plan, do you?
Jimmy, Jewish history has always been a series of ups and downs. But it's always been forward and always been up. And our history has gone through horrific periods, not only in the recent past century, but earlier. It's been tough remaining who we are as a people, with our own religion, our culture, our language, our customs, and our belief that we do and should belong back in the land of Israel for the future redemptive process, in which eventually even we'll see a rebuilt Jerusalem and a temple. I don't think many of us believe that will happen in a day. I don't even think Rome was built in a day, but Jerusalem is taking a little bit longer. But it's the attitude that I think we're preserving, and we're being helped by people from all cultures and religions who see that as part of the plan that is developing, which is only going to benefit mankind. And we have to do that. We hope we can do that as peaceful and as non-aggressive and as moral and ethical as possible if our enemies allow us to. We will defend ourselves. Everybody should defend themselves when they're attacked. So if within a year and a half, there's a slight drop, that is a dot on God's universe, which will be overcome by, I think, positive effort of us and others to continue what we're doing.
Winky Medad, a Jewish settler in Israel that has knowledge of God's plan for the Jews in Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. God's Word, the Bible, lays out God's plan for the Jewish people, a plan that is absolute and eternal. In Ezekiel 34, God says that He will bring the Jews back into the land of their forefathers. In Ezekiel 36, God again says He will give them a piece of real estate that will be better than the land of their Jewish forefathers. These are two chapters in Bible prophecy actually being fulfilled today in the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. That plan is not yet completely finished, but God will finish His plan seemingly in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...